Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. From the comics closed Tuesday last week through yesterday, the prices of gold and silver were up more than 2% each. These prices rose as the value of the U.S. dollar fell to a 30-month low. These price increases happened despite major price suppression attempts done, in my judgment, at the direction of the United States government. On August 22, in a two-minute period, almost 24 million ounces of silver were sold short on the COMEX, an amount equal to about 2.5% of annual worldwide silver mining output. Despite this massive dump, that day's close for silver was down only 3 cents from the previous day. The next major suppression attempt hit on Friday, August 25, right before Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen was to give a major speech. Within a two-minute period, 50 million ounces of silver were sold short, and a single trader sold 2 million ounces of gold. Such massive sales had the desired effect of instantly pushing down the gold and silver prices. But prices quickly shot back up, closing up 0.5% each from the prior close. Later last Friday, North Korea launched missiles, two of which detonated at altitudes that would cause widespread damage from an electromagnetic pulse, the most devastating weapon to attack an economically advanced nation. Over the weekend, Hurricane Harvey struck the Gulf Coast of Texas, wreaking devastation and flooding ports and oil refineries. With expected tighter oil supplies in the near term, gasoline prices should rise, which will tend to support higher gold and silver prices. Late Monday, North Korea launched another missile that flew over part of Japan. The net result of all these developments is that the U.S. dollar last night fell to its low of the year, and gold and silver prices were up sharply. In any market where there has been a quick jump in prices, you will likely see periodic profit taking. But generally, gold and silver prices could end September at significantly higher levels than they are today. Are you prepared? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.